You're listening to Morning Edition on WHYY at 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Gyms, restaurants, retail stores, and most other businesses in the state of Delaware reopened on a limited basis nearly 3 months ago as part of a phased-in coronavirus recovery plan. But not everybody is ready to work out or participate in other pre-pandemic pursuits. WHYY's Chris Barish reports on one woman's ordeal in simply trying to freeze her gym membership until she feels comfortable enough to be able to go back and exercise with everyone.
Treves Thompson just wanted to put her Planet Fitness membership on hold. She's a cancer survivor who lives with her frail, elderly parents. She isn't visiting friends or going out at all except for groceries.
I have taken the quarantine seriously. I'm doing stuff online and, you know, I'm Zooming with my friends.
She called her club in Newark, but the manager said she had to cancel in person or visit the post office to send a certified letter. She didn't want to do either.
I was super annoyed. And I thought, really, you know, that doesn't make a lot of sense in a pandemic. It would be really simple for them to just put people's memberships on hold until they're ready to come back.
She contacted the corporate office, but got the same answer. Unless she complied, Planet Fitness would keep charging her $22.99 a month.
They've got a whole ad campaign, super clean and all, but, you know, you're in a place where people are panting, and I'm not going.
WHYY called the club, and a manager hung up on a reporter. But an email from WHYY to corporate was the ticket. A Planet Fitness rep apologized for any confusion and said Thompson's account has been frozen. The state's small business director said he's heard similar stories of frustration and urges companies to take care of their customers. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.